This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Thank you so much for being here again. Welcome back to Hannah Worldwide and Friends, the podcast where traveler, experts, and adventurer share their stories. If you want to learn about what it's like living in another country, you want to experience a new culture, or you just love to travel, this podcast is for you. Or maybe you need to get out of your comfort zone, and this podcast might be the inspiration you need. You can find me on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hi everyone, please welcome with me Anaïs Ruel from France. Anaïs is a life transitioning coach and also a repatriation coach, right? That word is quite tricky for me. And this is based on her own experience of living abroad in different countries, coming back home and facing certain challenges. And she is now helping other people with the transition and living a good life again when they are moving back home, because that comes with its own challenges. And I'm very, very happy that I have the chance to talk to you today and that you had time for this interview, because I'm really curious about this topic. And thank you so much for waking up early to make this happen.
Thank you for having me here. I'm so happy to be here. Be able to talk about the subject, because I think we don't talk enough about it.
Oh yeah, 100%. And I even think it is as important to talk about how the struggles are coming back home from living overseas, as important as it is to talk about the struggles of living abroad, because they are two very different things you deal with, but they are definitely challenging in their own ways. And I'm really curious, because I sometimes also think, how would I feel if I moved back home? And I find the thought itself already very challenging. So I am curious what we will explore and discover today with the conversation we will have and your own way of dealing with it. But I would love to start with just the beginning of, how did you decide of going overseas in the first place? What was your first abroad experience and why?
I will say it's a funny story, because I never thought of moving abroad. My English was really, really bad before. So every time somebody talk about moving abroad, I was like, it will never be my case, because my English is so bad and I cannot do that. And one day I was at university, and in my class, a girl talked to me about the fact she was an au pair in UK. So she was living with a host family and taking care of the kids. And I don't know why it stuck in my mind, and I was like, I want to do that, but I want to do it in the US. So then I looked at au pair agency, so I could go to the US. They had like an au pair meeting in my city. So then I went there and I found my family, and then I went to the US. I planned to stay a year, and I loved my host family. So then I stayed 2 years. And when you are in au pair in the US, you can only stay 2 years with your visa, and then you have to go back to your home country. You don't have other choices. I mean, only if you find somebody and you get married. If not, it's really hard to stay in the US.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So how old were you when that happened?
I was 21. It was already 10 years ago.
Wow. So still quite young. And I guess a lot of people have this abroad experience as an au pair when they are still quite young, at least.
Oh, yeah. Most of the people start at 18, 19.
Yes. So now the really interesting question. You moved back to France after that.
Yes.
How did you feel? How did you deal with those emotions?
It was terrible for me because I feel like when you go to the US as an au pair, you have like the agency really taking good care of you before you go. But when you go back, you have no one. No one talk about it. No one is there to support you. And yeah. First, I was super stressed to go back to France because I didn't want to go there. I had my life in the US, you know. Yeah, I had my friends, and I didn't feel like going back to France, but I had no choice. So I was stressed. And when I went back, it was so difficult because it's like, you know, 8 hours ago, you were in the US living your life. And then 8 hours after, you're like back in your country. Nothing changed. And it's so weird. It feels like just a dream. You know, it feels like you had a big dream. And then that's it. You wake up, you're back in your country. And that's it. And it was so hard for me. Because I remember my dad came pick me up at the airport. I barely could talk to him, even though I didn't go back to France during the 2 years I was abroad. So I didn't see my family.
Yeah.
But when he talked to me, I was like, I just want to cry. I don't want to be here. I'm really not happy. I saw my friends and I feel like we were just not aligned anymore. They were talking about stuff that I didn't really care. And also they had their life, you know, like they had their life without me. So they had new friends and the same, they were seeing new people talking about new things that I didn't know. So I really felt misaligned. And at the same time, I listened to everybody's advice to stay busy, have project and stuff like that. So I went back to university only 3 days after being back in my country.
Wow.
I met new people. Yeah, I really wanted to be busy, you know, to not think, to not have time for myself. So I went to university, met new people, had a student job, but still I was so depressed. I was super depressed to be back in my home country. And I didn't know what to do. I missed the US so much. And I miss it so much that I went back to France on September. And on October, I had some vacation. I went back to US.
Honestly, I can totally understand that feeling. And it's just, as said, I have been back for a visit back home. But of course, I'm still living in New Zealand. But just the thought of permanently moving back to Germany gives me anxiety. And it's really hard to put your finger on it and be like, it's because of this. But I guess also for me, I have this fear of just erasing the personal growth you have done in the new country and all you have achieved and just the changes you made for yourself. As if you go backwards in time and as if you just completely delete out all the positive changes, even though it's not true, you take those positive changes with you. But in that moment, I think I would be terrified. And as you said, you felt like it was just a dream that you had, this amazing dream of living abroad. And then you come back to reality and reality is not that awesome. So how did you get better? Did you get better or?
Well, what? I will say I did get better at some point, but it took me 3 years. For 3 years, I was just missing the US. And at that time, I was also talking to a guy in the US. It wasn't a good relationship. I was just holding into him, thinking, you know, I felt like holding into him was my way to hold into the US and the version of myself I was in the US.
Yeah, yeah. And like a bridge somehow.
Yes, I was like, I need you. Even though like you're not so good, I need you right now because if I don't have you, I feel like I'm gonna lose the US. Like it was a strange thing, but it's really how I felt at that time, even though I was still talking to my host family. But it took me 3 years to feel better. And during these 3 years, I went back twice in the US, I think. And every time it was hard to go back to France, especially during this 3 years. So after I finished university, I went back to the US just for vacation. And when I went back to France, I had nothing. I had no job, nothing. I just finished university. So it was harder. And I felt like I had no purpose in my life. And I think that's also why it took me that long, because I was holding into the US and still hating my country. I was like, no, the US is better. My country is not good. And every time I went back to the US, I was like, oh, you see, in the US, people are smiling, people are nicer. In my country, they are not. They are complaining, they are negative. So it didn't help to feel better. Then what truly helped, actually, it's when everything end up with the guy. So because we stopped talking, it was really toxic. And then I feel like it's when I started to live my life a little bit more. And I was traveling a little bit more. And also I knew on my mind, I was like, okay, I'm back to France only for 3 years. I'm going to do my study, have a job for a year, and then I'm going to go to another country. So I didn't really deal with everything I was feeling, because I thought the problem is my country. And because the problem is my country, if I leave, it's going to be better. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, crazy. And then you realized, okay, after the time passed, because your next destination was traveling through Southeast Asia, right?
Yes, I went to Southeast Asia for 6 months. I got stuck there because of the pandemic.
Right.
And then I went back to France. And after that, I moved to Canada.
Right. Did you move right away or did you stay for a while?
No, I stayed 2 months in France and then I went back to Canada. But this time when I was back to France, it was a bit different, because I really took time to feel my emotion and I didn't rush to stay busy and do stuff. And I really took time to feel like, okay, I'm going to feel my emotion. I know right now I'm not feeling so good to be back in France, especially because when I was in Southeast Asia, I was with somebody. I met somebody there and we just moved to different places. So it was hard. But I took time to feel my emotion, to see my friends and to not rush, because during that time, because of the pandemic, I needed to find a job to go to Canada. I had a working holiday visa, but because of the pandemic, they say you need to find a job first. And I didn't even stress about that. In my mind, I was like, in September 2020, I will be in Canada. Even like, it's either they're going to open the border or I will find a job. But that's it. I didn't stress myself, even though everybody around me were saying like, oh, you're going to stay in France like for your girls and never going to open the border. You should find a job here. I just didn't stress and feel like I'm going to find a job. I'm good. I'm going to feel my emotions, see my friends, and that's it.
Yeah. So would you think the second time around was different because A, you allowed yourself to sit with the emotion, but also to be in the present moment, because the first time you were constantly thinking about the US and you never really accepted the present moment, because you were probably already thinking, okay, when can I go back and travel to the US again? When can I be over there again? Never really accepting that you are at that time in France. Mm-hmm. So second time around, you accepted your emotions, you felt your emotions.
Yes.
But do you think deep down, knowing that you will move to another country soon, do you think that helped you as well?
I think during that time it was helpful, because I knew I will not stay in France. I will say it was helpful during that time. But also, it's like, because I had this pressure, you know, it's like I knew I will move, but at the same time it was a pandemic, so I could have stayed in France for a longer time.
Yeah.
So yes, I think during that time it was helpful, and at the same time there were a lot of fingering on that maybe will have been like, oh, maybe you will stay in France. And I was kinda okay with the fact I could stay in France during that time. But for sure it was helpful.
Right. And how was your experience in Canada? How did you feel like living abroad again? How long have you been staying in Canada?
So in Canada, I stayed 2 years and a half. And I moved. That's the same. It's like when I went to Canada, I stayed a year in Montreal. Then I moved to Winnipeg. It's in Manitoba, center of Canada. And I stayed there a year and a half. But during that time, and I started that in Southeast Asia, I started to journaling and to reflect a lot about my life and everything that was going on in my life. So it was something that really helped me. And what I find out when I was in Canada, it's at some point, I always want to move. You know, I'm like, when I am in my comfort zone, and that's how it was in Montreal, then I was like, hey, I want to move. I don't like it here anymore. I want to go somewhere else. And then I went to Winnipeg, and Winnipeg was really hard because it's not as beautiful as Montreal. It's totally different. And at the beginning, I was like, eh, I hate here. I want to go back to Montreal. But I didn't, and it was fine. But I will say, you know, during my time in Canada, I really start to understand myself better about my pattern and how I used to think, you know, life is so much better abroad. My country, there is just something about my country. And then in Canada, because I was reflecting a lot, I saw my pattern in life, you know, like holding into somebody when I'm living to another place and being in toxic relationship and all of that. It's like, yes, you change environment and you feel better in another country, but everything that within yourself, it's still there. And all your problem, all the thing you're not dealing with, they are still there. And I kind of realized that the solution is not to leave. It's really to deep dive within myself.
Yeah, it's so interesting that you say that, because just in our last episode from this podcast, I talked to a person who moved and tried to escape depression and was hoping that she would also feel better by moving abroad. And the outcome is you won't be ever able to just run away from it, because mm-hmm. the issues are within you and you have to work on yourself, and you just take the problems no matter where you are with you. So it's so interesting that mm-hmm. no matter who we talk to, someone will have similar experience and is able to just come to the same conclusion. It's like, you can't run away from it. It's not the country. Mm-hmm. And it's like you have to look inside of you and just find out, okay, what is actually not quite working for me, and what mm-hmm. is making me run away or can't settle or whatever it is. So very interesting also that you said you started journaling, which is such a good way of reflecting mm-hmm. and checking in with yourself and just analyzing. And of course, it's proven that when you journal, you can understand your own emotions better and you kind mm-hmm. of process it in a better way. So while you were journaling, while you were reflecting and realizing your pattern, what were you able to change? Like, what was that epiphany you had when you were in Canada?
I will say first, I did that on my work experience, because I had many time, I had some trouble with my manager and stuff like that. So I really got clear on my responsibility in all my experiences, like what I was doing that was like making this happen. And then it really helped me also to find out what I really like. I use this tool that I really like, and it's all about reflecting first on your job experience to know what you liked, what you didn't like, what light you up, what was the challenge, what did you learn from those challenges. And this really helped me to find jobs that I really like, to find better experience. And then I've done that about my relationship. And then that's how I find out, okay, I see a lot of toxic relationship, a lot of things like that. And then it's really made me realize, like, in my life, I wasn't clear on what I wanted or my value. And that's why I was repeating the same thing. And recently I was on a program and somebody said, in life you do two things. Either you move away from pain or you move toward pleasure. And most of the time, because we don't know what we want, we don't know our value, we just move away from pain. So we stay in the circle and we don't know what is pleasure. So you can't move toward pleasure. And that's why when I move to different country or in my relationship, at some point I'm like, I want to live again because I'm just moving away from pain. And when you do that, you're just on your circle and you need to find out what is pleasure so then you can move toward that.
Right. So you moved then back to France. Was it because you had to or because you wanted to?
So after Canada, I traveled in Latin America for a year. And first, you know, my plan in my mind all the time when I was in Canada, I wanted to apply for the permanent residence to stay in Canada, but it was more my plan B because I was like, okay, I want to apply to the permanent residence. So every time I'm going to travel, then I can go back to Canada and I don't have to go back to France. I was stressing a lot about going back to France. So I wanted to have other plan. But then, and that's why I moved in Winnipeg because it was easier for the permanent residence. But then stuff happened. Like when I was in Canada, when I was in Winnipeg, my ex that I met in Cambodia died. And because of that, I just changed the way I saw my life because I was planning to travel to Latin America and he was there as well. And I felt like I cannot wait again and be like, okay, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that. And I'm not living my life because you can just die tomorrow. You know, life is not certain. And because of that, I asked myself, like, do I see myself like staying here 2 years, 5 years more? Or if I die tomorrow, what will I regret? So then I traveled to Latin America. And because I went there, I thought, I'm done with Canada. Because Canada was really nice, but there was stuff I didn't like as well about Canada. And I wanted to be closer a little bit to France, to be near my family. So I just decided to travel to Latin America and to not apply for my permanent residence and then to go back to France after that. And of course, yeah, I didn't go right away. I went to the US for 3 months. After Latin America, I went 3 months in the US and then I went back to France.
Wow. First of all, I'm so sorry for your loss. That's awful.
Thank you.
But it is definitely always this mind-opening situation. We always think we live forever or we pretend and we act like we live forever. And if something like that happens or when something like that happens, then actually we get reminded and all of a sudden we are like, oh, shit, I actually should rethink what I really want, the values, what's really important. And I find it quite interesting that you said that you wanted to be closer to family and friends, because that's probably in the beginning the place you wanted to be the furthest away from, because this was your old life and you wanted that new life. And then realizing it can happen anytime, what is actually important. And then family and friends come back into the picture. That's really interesting. And I think really human nature as well for most people. But yeah, it's just sometimes sad that those things have to happen for us to have that aha moment. But I mean, you then finally thought about, okay, what is it that I really want? So then you moved back to France again, which is probably the time where you're at right now.
Yes, I am.
How long have you been back now?
It's almost 4 months.
Right. So still kind of fresh, right?
Yeah.
So this time around, how do you feel with being back in France and what are your emotions at the moment?
So I feel good and I feel like, you know, since I arrived and now I'm a new person. Like, it's funny because it's been 4 months and I feel like it's been Yeah, because so many things happening, so many realization. And this time, you know, when I went back, I didn't even feel like it was just a dream, because I've done, and I will explain, but I've done stuff that helped me to not feel like, oh, it feel like just a dream and it's so weird to be here. No, I don't feel that way anymore. And now I can deal with my emotion when I get triggered and stuff like that. And I'm learning so much. For me, it's amazing. Now, you know, I used to be so scared of being back in my home country, stress a lot, wanted to have plan B, to not come back, yeah. Just come back in vacation. And now I'm like, it's such an opportunity. It's such a gift to be back in your home country, because you learn so much about yourself, about your life, about what you want and what you don't want anymore. And I feel like it's just amazing.
Oh, wow. So now we come to the juicy bits. I want to know everything. So what have you learned? What have you used? Are there any tools, strategies you can share with us that you would also... Like, because you are helping other people now too. So first, I would love to know what has worked for you and what made you feel better. And then what do you suggest to other people when you have a course or when someone is asking you for help?
Yes, for sure. So first, I made this ebook that I really applied on myself before coming back in my home country.
Yeah.
And what I've done, it's really reflect on my time abroad, which I didn't do before. It's before going back to my home country. And I do apply that in my life in general now, but it's before changing, before going through a changing situation. So here it was before going back to my home country. I reflect on my time abroad, on everything that went well and all the challenges, what I have learned, who I am now. And it was so helpful. And I think that's truly what helped to not feel like, oh, it was just a dream, because I took time to integrate this time abroad, who I was when I was abroad. And then another thing that I love, it's imagining how I would like being back home to be. Because before, I used to think, you know, people are so negative, people are complaining in my home country. I hate that when I will be back, like people are gonna be so annoying, not smiling. And I used to see the worst about my country. And of course, when I went back to my home country, the first time that's what I saw, I was like, oh, you see, they are complaining and all of that. And this time I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to imagine the best scenario and see how I want it to be. So I started to imagine like if already happened. So I start to put, you know, I'm going to arrive in Paris and people are going to be so nice and all those things that I wanted to happen. I put that I will have some time with my friends, with my mom, with my grandma. I put everything on it and focus on that being it's going to be my reality. And that's it. And the funny story is I used to hate Paris. Really, I used to hate it. I went there many times and I used to really hate it. And I have a friend who lived there. So when I arrive in France, I arrive in Paris. And people were so nice. All I saw was really nice people. They were helping me when I needed to. The city was clean. All the things I used to hate, I loved it. I was like, I could see myself living in Paris. I love it.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it was amazing. Truly, it's a lot about your mindset, because when you focus on everything you don't want, you see everything you don't want, you know? And it's game changing when you do that. So then I moved a lot when I was in France, because I haven't been back in France for 4 years. So I went to see some friends, my family. And the good thing also, it's so I went to live with my family, which I didn't do for a long time. And of course, being back with my family is triggering. Many times I get triggered. And before I will be like, okay, I just don't want to be here. I hate being here. I just get triggered. Yeah. And now I take this as an opportunity, because it's mean there is somewhere within myself where I'm not free. So why I'm getting so triggered? And then I reflect on that. I have a lot of tools to help to deal with your emotion when you get triggered and to actually understand what's happening. And to be honest, living with my family is teaching me a lot about my relationship with Guy and how I've been acting in relationship, why I am acting this way. I feel like I am observing, you know, I'm here and I'm living the moment, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, this is why. Oh, this and this and this.
Yeah,
and I can tell also all my beliefs, the old beliefs that I used to have, like regarding money, regarding productivity. And I'm here and I'm like, okay, I'm learning all of that and I can see why I get triggered on that and what I'm learning about myself and what I want for my life now. So that's something I really like. And on the ebook I was talking about, so you have this part about you reflect on your time abroad. You imagine how you want home to be, I mean, your home country. Or if you're already back, the thing I like to do as well is everything you hate about your country. Like, write down everything you hate about your country and it will give you your value. Because if you turn it like, okay, you don't like negative people, so you like to be around positive people. People say often when they're back, it's so hard to make friends in my country or, you know, to have deep conversation with people. So you value deep connection, you know, like if you turn everything that you hate, it will give you a lot about what you value and what you want for your life. And I think that's also the thing. It's the first time I went back to my home country. I didn't have a vision for my future. I didn't know what I wanted, what was important for me, my value. I was just following the path, you know, like I went back to study because it's good to have a degree. I had a job for a year because I was like, oh, it's better to have a job for a year. So then when I move, I will have work experience. And all of that was belief because when I was in Canada, I was an employment counselor and I was also a psychosocial worker. And everybody who went to find a job in Canada, so didn't need like that many degree or experience or all of that. It was just belief. And I was just following the path without questioning myself. What do I want for my life? Not what everybody wants for me, but what do I want for my life and what is important for me? And I think that's a big thing because when you're back in your home country and you keep yourself busy, if you keep yourself busy doing stuff that it's not what is important for you, then that's why you don't feel fulfilled.
Yeah. Wow. It does make absolute sense. And it's so funny because certain points you mentioned, I can totally see myself in it too. Like just imagining going back home and people are not as open, people are not as friendly. And I would be like, oh, can't stand going back home. And then even already at the airport, people are unfriendly. And but it's really good to just have a positive outlook at your country. And even for me now, because I will go back home in a few weeks for Christmas. And I have to admit, I was, or I am nervous because I built my life here and I'm super excited to meet my family and friends, but it's different. And so I will use that, what you just mentioned, to picture the best possible time I can have and to be excited and to be happy. And then it will be a good time, I'm pretty sure. Because right now I was worried, like, will I be able to see my friends? Will they be busy? Will I spend mostly time with the same people? I will be traveling a lot because I don't have a car, so I will be going by train and I don't like that. And I just saw those inconveniences.
Yes.
And so now I'm like, well, I will take that as an opportunity to be open, to just be excited and to just see the good things. Like I will see my family.
I feel like many times we do that. We imagine the worst scenario, what's going to happen. We stress about it. And we think it's a way to control the future, you know, to have anxiety and to think about this is going to happen. I'm not going to like it. But when you train your brain to be like, okay, I'm just going to imagine the best scenario because, well, if you can imagine the worst, you can imagine the best, you know, and just have it and be like, you know, maybe this can happen and get excited about that. Because the truth is, when you see things differently, you focus on different things. And of course, when I went back to France, when the first time I was there, I could have focused on everybody who were like negative and stuff like that. But because I did imagine the best scenario, I saw those good people. And when you think so bad about your country, you only see the bad people. And it will be the same if you start to do that in New Zealand. If you start to think like, you know, people are so rude here, you're going to see all the rude people. And we do that a lot because also, you know, when I left Winnipeg, when I was in Canada, then after my trip, after I traveled for a year in Latin America, I went back to Canada for 3 weeks. And then I was like, yeah, you see people here, they are not nice and this, and I don't like that. Because it's a way to tell yourself, I don't want to be here. So I'm just going to focus on everything I don't like about this place. And yeah. Before I didn't think like that about Winnipeg, and then I changed my mind because I know like it's still a good place, there are still good people, and I don't have to do this thing. And I think most of the time also when you're back in your home country, there is this fear, this inconscient fear, that it's more about you are afraid. I mean, many people are afraid to be happy in their home country because if they are happy and if they plan to move again, they think maybe I'm going to end up staying in my home country and that's not something that I want. And it's tricky because we don't say it like that, but many times it's that way. You don't want to be happy because you're afraid to stay there. And I know the first time I went back, I didn't want to meet any guy because I didn't want to prevent me to stay in my home country. I was like, I don't want to stay here. And if I meet somebody here, maybe I'm going to stay.
Oh, yeah. That's such a good point, too. Yeah. I can see my mom being like, maybe we will find you a guy here at home. And I would be like, hell no. Yeah.
And I think when you know what is important for you, because that's what I say most of the time to my clients, I'm not here to tell you to stay in your home country or to move. If you want to move again, move, like do it. It's not my point. My point is being back in your home country, it's like going through a breakup. You need to heal. You need to deal with your emotion and you need to integrate your experience abroad and see what's happening home and not go back somewhere right away, because it's like when you go through a breakup, if you go like on Tinder right away, you haven't healed from your breakup, and then it's not gonna be so good in your relationship.
Yeah, that is so true. And if someone is struggling at the moment living back home again, how would they be able to contact you, or how would they be able to find you?
So they can find me on Instagram. I am the Bretonner Support. And on Instagram, I have a link. So people can book an appointment with me. The first appointment is free. So we really see what's happening in their life, how I can help them, how we can be a match. So we have a link on my Instagram where they can book their appointment. And I also sell my ebook where I really put everything I use before going back to my home country. Being back in my home country, it's all the tool, like imagining the best scenario, how do you do it and stuff like that. You have everything. And also this week I have a new offer coming and I'm really so excited about it. Because I think it's gonna be really, really fun. It's called the Rotuner Support in Your Pocket. Yeah, it's a 20 days challenge where people are going to have a challenge every day with an audio, a PDF, everything. I put it really exciting. So then, as you were saying at the beginning, when you say, sometime when I think about going back home, I'm afraid to lose the version of myself that I am. And that's a fear that many people have. And through this challenge, I really help people to still be the version of their self they were abroad. Also many tools to deal with their emotion and all the reflection to really have their vision and to know to move toward pleasure, like I was talking about, and not just moving away from pain. So I'm really excited about that. And I also have my podcast, The Rotuner Support. So people can find me there.
Perfect. I will highlight everything. I will highlight the podcast, your Instagram page,
mm-hmm, you.
Also the link to the ebook, and mm-hmm. then they can find out more also about the support in your pocket. So that will be very interesting. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you about the topic, because I think it's very important that we talk more often mm-hmm. about it, because I think the same amount of people move back after living abroad and a lot of people struggle, and just to know that that's common and that's normal to feel this way is also important. What do you think can family and friends or colleagues do to support this adjustment to live back home? Is there anything?
It's a good question. It's a good question, because many times when you're back in your home country, you feel misaligned with friends, family, or many people, because if they haven't lived abroad, it's hard for them to understand how you feel. But I think the thing for family to be able to help you, or friends or coworker, it's to be vulnerable with them and to really share with them how you truly feel. Because it's like, you know, it's also like grief, you know, when somebody die and when you don't have people around you who went through grief, they don't understand the pain you're going through. And if you don't talk about it, if you don't open up to them, they cannot understand, because it's hard for people to understand what they never went through. And I think the more you're vulnerable with people and you share how you feel, how it is for you to be back, the more they will be able to help you. And the thing I've done the first time I went back to my home country, which, you know, now I realize, hey, it wasn't so good. I used to criticize my friend a lot, being like, you know, I changed so much, they didn't change because I was abroad. I feel like I grew, I evolved, and they didn't.
Yeah.
And then I just felt like, oh, we are not aligned because we don't follow the same path. You know, they talk about baby and stuff like that, and it's not my life. But at the same time, if you don't talk to them about how you feel being back, or even sometimes the thing they can say to you that's hurtful, if you don't communicate with them, they will never know. And if you want to keep your relationship with your friend, with your family, it's better to be vulnerable and talk, even if it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate your time so much as well. And I end every episode with my quick three questions. It's like a little bit different for everyone, but still similar. Yeah, it's pretty much just to keep it a short answer and to be kind of just out of the moment. So question number one. While you were living abroad, even though you didn't like France that much, what did you miss the most from France?
The cheese.
Oh, good to know. Is it really that much better than anywhere in the world?
Oh, yeah. So cheese is amazing in France. Like, it's, you can, you have to go to France and try it, and you will see.
Actually, I went to Paris for the first time and I had cheese fondue.
That's good.
So I loved it. It was great, but probably you can't have it too often.
No.
Awesome. Question number two. Which country did you enjoy the most going to and living in?
Brazil.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm in love with Brazil.
So somehow I can see you one day living there for a while.
Yeah. I stayed there for 3 months and I couldn't stay longer because of the visa. I mean, you can only stay 3 months.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Like, Brazil is really the place to go. It's amazing.
Wow.
And people are just amazing there.
Yeah, I have a few Brazilian friends here and they are really cool. And it would be great to experience Brazil as well. I have so many places on the list. So moving on. Probably the same for you.
Yes.
Question number three. If someone is struggling at the moment, what would be for you the most crucial advice you would give them?
I will say to accept how they feel. Don't try to resist how you feel. Don't try to distract yourself. Accept it. It's okay to feel how you feel. It's normal. And it's not going to be like that forever. But first, accept it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Anai.
I'm so happy. It was so nice to be here.
Yeah, so nice to meet you and talk about it. And I hope that everyone who's listening, no matter if they move back home or if they are still living abroad or if they consider moving abroad, it's definitely a good thing to know these things before and after and while you are in the middle of it. So thanks for sharing, and I hope everyone enjoyed this episode, and I see you next time. Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.